Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Wake Up Call. In case you missed it.
Oh.
See what I did there?
Wow, it seems...
Because we're going to talk about PG&E.
Right.
Too soon.
I thought that was the most appropriate to use for this segment.
Pretty good.
I mean, the only people saying that are people on Roseville Electric.
Yeah.
That's true. All right, so the shutoffs began late last night in the first wave of the PG&E blackouts that are affecting what they're saying is what, like 800,000 people between here and the Bay Area.
Yep.
And through the Central Valley.
A few hours ago, PG&E started to shut off power in a precautionary measure in multiple counties. They expect the wind to be super strong, and the fear is if any of the power lines are live and they go down, it'll spark a big fire. Officials say people should be prepared to be without power for maybe a week.
A week!
A week!
Oh my gosh!
They want to make sure it's going to be okay. So I'm okay with a couple of days.
Well, PG&E said it's probable that its equipment is what started the deadliest and most destructive fire in the history of the state last year.
Now,
well,
you can
probable. I believe that they were told that.
Right.
By several experts.
Now, throughout the day, we will keep you updated. You can text the word power at any time to 73389. Lots of schools have been closed for the day today, including El Dorado Union High School, Grass Valley School District, Placer Union School District. All the schools are closed there. Pollock Pines Elementary School District, Solano Community College. All campuses closed and no on-ground or online classes. My question is, how do businesses run today? Are all these businesses just shut down? How do you get gas?
You don't in those areas. So I was totally not understanding this. So I did some digging.
I love it when you dig.
Let's throw it to Katie for all the updated information when it comes to crisis PG&E.
Because this was what's so great about it. When you dig, even if you're wrong, you can't tell.
Oh, no. I say everything with confidence.
Yeah.
Thanks, Rain. Okay, so here's the situation. I kept hearing, oh, the winds.
Yeah, where are these winds?
They're in the Bay Area.
Ah.
Now, you might be thinking, well, then why the hell do we have to get our power shut off here?
Mm-hmm.
The way that the grid is set up, you can't just shut off power in the Bay Area without affecting other parts of the state because the grid, everything is connected.
I see.
And apparently, and this is shocking, I don't know why I never thought of this, you can't just flip the switch and it's back on.
Why?
I don't know. I guess you have to, they have to shut it off by section and then turn it on by section or something like that.
I don't know how power plants work.
Me either.
I kept looking at the weather and being like, where's the wind? It's going to be perfect. It's going to be lovely. The wind isn't here, but it is affecting areas that aren't affected by the wind, the power outages.
So if you are affected, you might be waking up this morning being like, why is my power off? If you had no idea.
Right.
So hopefully you have a friend in Roseville where you can go visit them and charge your phone. Because otherwise, you may not be able to charge your phone for a couple days.
Well, and when you think about all the things that you, like, what if people's phones didn't charge last night and their alarms don't go off this morning?
Right.
Like, I know that that's not the biggest deal in the world, but, you know, we use electricity for everything.
Text us wherever you are. If your power is out, text us to 73389. Obviously, in the greater Sacramento area, it doesn't really affect it. But on the fringe of where you can hear us, there's lots of wake-up call listeners that, like Gavin said,
people
are waking
up this
morning.
People are texting him like crazy. My husband's a therapist in Placerville, and they're still making him come to work. It makes no sense. Listen, we all saw Joker. Therapists need to go to work.
Right.
Because you never know. I would also like to know, people whose power got shut off, what is your plan?
Right.
Are you going to stay home? Like, I told everybody last night in my house, if it needs to be charged, plug it in right now. And then I told my husband to go into the Halloween bins and get the candles we use for decorations just in case. But what are you going to go stay with somebody else? Are you going to go to hotels? Like,
hotel. I mean, you can probably stay with somebody else. I don't know. I mean, the people who have their kids' schools closed, and somebody texted in and they are very mad that their kids' school is closed and now they have to take off work. I mean, that's their plan. That's what they're going to do.
Right.
But a lot of people are texting in that are really, really mad at PG&E. I'm on the fence about this, and I see both sides of this, because at one time, PG&E is doing what they need to do so that we don't catch on fire again.
Right.
And that's very important. Now, on the other side of the dime, the reason why, from what I've read, we caught on fire was because PG&E let a lot of stuff slide for a long time, and they still haven't caught up with fixing everything. And so this cannot be the solution in the long term.
Okay.
Like, if they want to do it today, I'm fine with that. If they want to do it for the next couple months, I'm fine with that too. If they do this next year, I'm going to be on the other side of the fence and I'm going to be pissed at PG&E. I don't know how much it costs, but you're worth billions of dollars. You can figure it out. And if you can't figure it out, you probably shouldn't be a monopolizing power company in the area.
So you're saying that the reason that they have to do this is to avoid fires that potentially could be started because perhaps some of their stuff wasn't fixed when needed to be.
I think that's what experts said.
Sounds like
started
it.
Like the campfire and stuff
well,
like that.
Well, I knew that but yeah. So there is an additional equipment that, so it's not just like, oh, a power line could blow over. It's like, well, maybe that power line could blow over because that hasn't been,
it hasn't been tuned in a while. Yeah.
Lots of people texting in. You can text us at 73389, buy a gas generator. Seems like a logical idea. However, lots of places are already sold out of gas generators. So that doesn't really
help. Also, I feel like you'd need a big gas generator it doesn't power your whole house, right? My husband has an electric car.
There you go.
Oh, did he charge it before he went to bed last night?
He did.
Okay, good.
Are you affected?
No. So one of the other things that is like kind of screwy about this, and why they keep saying like, okay, some school districts may or may not be affected, but nobody really knows. The way that the maps of the power outages are happening are super random.
Yeah.
We are like a half a mile out.
Really?
From the affected area.
Wow.
Literally.
Wow. Well, it's situations like this, I've never been so happy to live in Roseville.
Well, we might be coming to visit this weekend.
Oh, boy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.